I think these parables from Jesus in the gospel are pretty familiar to all of us. This desire of the Father to seek out those who are lost, to search and to find and to bring them back. It was important, and it's make sure we never skip over the very first part of how those parables begin. That the sinners were drawing near to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining. This attraction of the love of the Father that drew those who were furthest away closer to Him. Those who were open and aware of their poverty were drawn close to Jesus. And those who were certain of their righteousness, certain of their sanctity, were repulsed by Him, were complaining about Him. How easy it is for us to see other people as other people, the us versus them. How easy it is for us to discount and cast away those who might be different from us, or those who really just sin differently than we do. It's those who recognize their poverty were drawn to the Father's heart. And this is the gospel message. The appealing love of the Father that draws each one of us to Him. And then the joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. It's amazing that we can bring joy to the Father's heart, not just by doing good things, but by receiving His mercy, by being open to His forgiveness, His grace, and His love. And this is the knowledge of Jesus Christ that Paul can say nothing compares to. No matter what else I have, it's all lost to me because of the surpassing good of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So it's a good examination for us. Do I count the knowledge of Jesus Christ to be the supreme good in my life? And I can't know Him unless I've experienced His mercy. I can't love Him unless I've experienced His mercy. Have I truly experienced the mercy of the Father? It's easy for us to kind of just get in the repetition of the actions of a faithful, practicing Catholic. Like St. Paul said, I have all this heritage behind me to prove what a good Jew I am. So many times, when couples come to me for marriage prep, not always. I went to Catholic school, I went to Catholic college, my grandfather did this in the church, my mama does this in the church, and I asked a question in the last year, how often have you gone to Mass? Once. When was your last confession? Maybe at confirmation. We rest on the fact that we've done all these things in the past as a sign of how good I am today, without realizing that today is the day that we need in our poverty to seek the Lord's mercy. Not that those things in the past were wrong or bad or just to be discounted, but we have to every day surrender our life for the surpassing good of the mercy of our Heavenly Father. We have to see ourselves as that lost sheep or that lost coin, separated from. But not just because we've done bad things. I mean, that's not what our recognition of our sin is. Our recognition of our sin is a realization that we've deprived ourselves of the Father's love, and that we desire to return to the Father's love. We realize that we're lacking something because we're not in full communion with Christ and His church. It's easy for us to get off track and get distracted about these things. Jesus was sent to save those who were lost. Jesus was sent to save each one of us. Pray for that grace to be open to the reality of the poverty that we all are in. that we are all in desperate need to be found by the Father's love. Amen.